Hi, and welcome back. I am still Crystal Kawula, lead coordinator of MVP Days, and still here with me is Dave Kawula, Microsoft MVP, technical evangelist, and accomplished author.
And coffee aficionado.
It's still aficionado.
Whatever, who cares?
We are going to now bring you Anthony Bartolo's second half of his session from MVP Days 2014, which focuses on the BYOD side of device management.
Yeah, so Anthony is going to talk to us in a demo heavy session. So I actually had a chance to attend this one as well. I couldn't sit them all in the same cities as we went through, but I did have a chance to pop in on Anthony's session. I think I saw him in Edmonton, I believe. And this session was actually amazing because normally when you see a lot of the Microsoft presentations from Microsoft presenters, they're very PowerPoint heavy. I like to call it being PowerPointed to death. We've all had those sessions. Well, the good news for you is that Anthony is not one of those presenters normally. In this particular session, he actually did a lot of demos, and he'll actually log into his own Windows Intune environment, and he'll kind of showcase all of the core feature sets of Windows Intune for device management. Now, one of the key things to note was at the time that this was recorded, the Microsoft Enterprise Mobility Suite, or EMS, had just recently launched. I think it may have only launched about 30 to 60 days prior to our show, so it was still very new, and the details were still coming out around it. I can give you an update that since then, the Enterprise Mobility Suite has absolutely taken off in Western Canada. In fact, there's been some very large government institutions that have actually picked it up. I can't name names, but you know, you kind of figure out who
you
it
could
is.
Just get in a little trouble.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyways, it's really taken
I'm
off.
I'm pretty sure actually you can see it online. I'm certain there's probably
there's probably a case study and stuff. I don't want legal breathing down my neck. I've got enough other problems.
But you can look it up.
There you go.
We won't say it, but if you look it up, I'm sure you'll find it.
Yes. So, where can you find Anthony?
Anthony is...
Where does he live?
He is... he has his Twitter, which is not on my piece of paper right now, and
it's
totally
wireless,
not in my head.
It's at Wireless Life. It'll be right here.
At Wireless Life. I
somewhere
knew that.
Right around there.
I just said it 5 minutes ago. And then he's from Microsoft. He's working at Microsoft.
Yes, he's a technical evangelist.
He is. Previously,
him and Pierre Roman,
Can IT Pro.
Many of you actually may not know this, but the Can IT Pro site, run by the Canadian Evangelist, which is basically now Pierre Roman, and
at Pierre Roman
and Anthony Bartolo. These guys have actually created a really great springboard for MVPs such as myself to get our content out there. And they built up the popularity of that blog that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it may actually be within the top 10 blogs at Microsoft now.
I can't correct you if you're wrong.
There you go. So I must be right. That's the joy of being an MVP. It's up there, though. And they get hundreds of thousands of hits and views and traffic coming through there a month. The content on Can IT Pro is absolutely amazing, too. They've structured the content in such a way that it's very short form, step-by-step guides. To the point, here's your two or three pages of content, and you'll get something done. And so Pierre is very frequent blogging on there. So is Anthony. And it's an open forum for Canadian MVPs to help showcase and submit our content as well. And so
I believe
that's
you
great.
Can link to MVP Days from there as well. Can you not?
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Last year.
Last year you could.
This year you will too.
This year you'll be
I'll
able to.
I'll talk to someone.
As soon as I edit the website, then you'll be able to do such things. So that was another really big one. I think that looking at the work that some of these guys have done in the mobility space is really important too, because Anthony's background, he used to work at Samsung before he took and he went over to Microsoft. And so he was very, very heavily entrenched in that kind of mobility world. And so I don't really think that I can think of much more of an expert on mobility, especially enterprise mobility, securing devices and platforms and stuff like that, than Anthony. And with that, I think we should actually turn it over to Anthony. So yeah. We will be back after this brief break that we'll take here. And then Anthony will take it over from there. Like I said, this is a great session. So make sure you watch it all the way to the end. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Are we ready to get started? We're good? All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. If you weren't here for this first session, my name is Anthony Bartolo, and I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft Canada. Privileged to have the opportunity to talk to you guys today about device management. If you missed the first session, we talked about identity management, and now we're going to dive into device management in regards to a BYOD solution or CYOD solution, choose your own device. I know I just had this up on the board, but I will flash it up again. Our blog, canitpro.net, based on questions that you guys have asked, we write the content for, as well as our upcoming camps. Full calendar of those camps are available through this URL, which provides hands-on access to the technology that we'll be talking about today to gain some perspective as to what you can or cannot enable within your organization. Phenomenal, phenomenal tool. Both are free, free training, free labs, free hands-on resources. And also, not to forget, Microsoft Virtual Academy, another solution provided by Microsoft in terms of enablement for the IT community on information and resources with regards to implementation or deployment or best practices of solutions from Hyper-V to Azure implementations to BYOD, which we'll be talking about today. So as mentioned, we talked about identity this morning and how important it is in terms of the scope of a BYOD solution. And now we're going to dive into device management. Now remember, device management is only one aspect of a BYOD addressment. It's not enough just to secure the device anymore. It's the reason why we talked about identity management this morning, because that identity governs over all the devices that it has access to. And it sets forth the policies that either enable or disable the ability for a device to gain access to that information. So that identity may have the required access to access said on-prem or on-device application, but that device itself may fail because of the fact that it doesn't have the security requirements put forth to allow a secured instance to access that information. So let's dive into device management. Before I do so, let me see all the devices that we have in the room. So let me see all the smartphones that everybody has. I'm using my Windows phone. I see a couple iOS devices. Anybody Windows phone? Actually, keep your device in the air. Let me see your device in the air. Now, keep your hand in the air if you feel your device is secure and is unhackable. Everybody put their hands down. Why? Why did everybody put their hands down? Anybody? We don't know. That's just it. As secure as we can make these devices, there is still that, you know, conscious that we know that there is the opportunity that you might get circumvented, you might get hacked. And even through best efforts of doing as much security as we can, we have to ensure that, you know, and as I said, securing the device, only one step in terms of an entire BYOD solution. Again, why we covered identity, it is the key to unlock access on said devices that you just showed me to applications and data also secured via certificate. But for now, we'll be diving into the device aspect of it. Please, you know, definitely join me on one of the business mobility camps, and we cover the full plethora of application and data certification encryption as well. So how many people have Exchange amidst their organization deployed? Most of you, Office 365, you already have 40 policies enabled at your fingertips to adhere to BYOD. Those 40 policies, on comparison to, let's say, the BlackBerry Enterprise server, address about 80% of the BlackBerry Enterprise server's policies set forth, 80%. So with that in mind, even the smallest organization that may have an on-prem exchange or a cloud implementation of Office 365 has the basic foundation to allow for a BYOD enablement. Is it as secure, is it as enabled as other applications or other offerings out there? No. But remember, this whole conversation is about enabling an organization through choice. Maybe the requirement is just the simple 40, and that simple 40 extends across iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and BlackBerry 10 devices. What was exciting was when BlackBerry decided, yeah, we're going to license the ActiveSync profile or gateway enablement on our devices, you have the ability to connect a BlackBerry 10 device natively directly into Exchange and adhere to 17 of the 40 policies made available. Now, does that mean that it's as secure in terms of enablement with regards to BlackBerry Enterprise Server? Well, no, because BlackBerry Enterprise Server has specific operands directly to BlackBerry. But if you have that end user that wants that device and still, you know, your organization will not be investing in a BlackBerry Enterprise Server, you still have the basic capability of managing that device through Exchange or Office 365. Next step up is deploying a mobile device management solution. So we had nobody in the first session this morning in terms of who's deployed one. Has anybody deployed one in this session today? So that's a SODI, AirWatch, Mobile Control, Mobile Iron. Microsoft has Windows Intune. What's great about Intune? Cloud-based solution. I'll show you an example of it later. But it's a great solution because of the fact it's not on-prem. I can log. It's a SaaS application. I can log in from any device to gain access to my devices that I manage to enable, disable, allow, create profiles for, on and on and on. And we'll get into the depth of it. And then you have the full-on managed corporate device, which can be done and federated through Azure Active Directory to an on-prem Active Directory. How many people have System Center deployed in their organizations? So a couple of you, which is great. So having that full, robust solution to truly utilize your Active Directory implementation for security down to the device to allow for certificate-based authentication to join a domain, to push out profiles, to push out policies. The biggest thing is to gain reporting on what these devices are doing. Do my end users have enough horsepower in the devices that they have in their hands to run said applications? Do they have enough storage? Do they have enough battery to last them throughout the day? You know, the biggest challenge that we have in IT is we are the break and fix team. Something breaks, we get called to fix it. Sometimes that's even the toilet that we get called for. What we got to try to do is we got to start becoming the business development team. As I mentioned in the earlier session this morning, we see the infrastructure as our crystal ball. We know what we can and cannot enable, and we know what's forthcoming. That's the reason why you attend sessions like these today, is to gain further ideas to bring back to the organization to further enable said organization to capitalize on solutions like BYOD. So if we were to then have a discussion with the business decision makers in terms of that enablement, that break and fix mentality amidst the organization starts to dissipate. And we become, you know, a much greater stake in terms of the company's future. So a core mobile device management solution, you know, is traditional, right? Hey, you know, I want to take mobile inventory, all the devices out there, how many iOS devices, how many Android devices. I want to push down settings to this device. I want to, you know, control password complexity, what they can or cannot access. I want to have management of apps. This started about 2 years ago where I would say, these apps you can run, these apps you cannot run. I will set up a private store, or in Microsoft's offering, it's called Company Hub, that allows the end users to still have choice of applications to load on the device as been approved by IT in either a native or store representation. So I don't necessarily have to have the package file specifically to deploy to the devices. I can actually provide a link to the respective store, whether it's the Apple Store, Google Play, or Windows Store, to gain access to said application as approved by IT, or disallow access. And then corporate data protection. So, you know, we want to ensure that the information at rest that's on the device is encrypted. hopefully via a hardware chipset, but in some scenarios in software sense as well. So, plethora of offerings in terms of what you can or cannot do. I'm not going to go through it all. It's a little bit of an eye chart. But understanding that there is the ability for choice. Traditionally, you know, there was only one choice. If the device was lost or stolen or the individual left the organization, you would send what we used to call the kill pill. And that kill pill would wipe the device back to factory default, and the individual would lose everything on their device, including personal pictures and what have you. And that started to become a challenge because of the fact that, you know, these people would get upset that you've now wiped your family pictures or their personal documents and what have you. So we started seeing scenarios where we'd have a silo. And so this silo would have specific apps towards an organization. But then the challenge in the silo is that you would have an allotted space on said device that was not malleable. You couldn't change whether they get more or less, thus chewing up the resources on the device itself. What's interesting with Microsoft's solution is, in doing it on an app per app or data per data based on the device, it adheres to the device's resources, but doesn't limit or restrict what can be used for business and what can be used for personal. It all depends on the resource itself. So let's look at a management lifestyle or lifecycle, and we'll start with enrollment. So these devices are coming on the network, and we want to enroll them into the solution to enable these policies or these profiles to ensure that it stays as secure as per the requirements of the organization. Now, a couple of people had their hands up in terms of the solutions that they've currently deployed. And if you have System Center deployed within your organization, these, you know, well-known partners have the ability to connect via hooks directly into System Center. So I'm not here to say, you know what, you've spent X amount of dollars on your AirWatch implementation, you got to rip and replace that, put in Intune, put in System Center. I would love it, put my kids through college, 100%, but we're not saying that. You may come into scenarios where you have a requirement for, let's say, geofencing. You guys are familiar with geofencing is? So back in the day, during my Samsung days, I did an implementation in the oil and gas industry for the end users. When they came within 1.5 kilometers of an oil refinery, their camera would be disabled on their device because by regulations, you're not allowed to take pictures inside of the plant. Or I did another deployment at a pharmaceutical company that when an individual walked half a kilometer outside the building, they would lose access to pertinent data within. You know, this is, you know, geographically representing where the individual can gain access or can't gain access to resources or to applications. And so there are those requirements from time to time that are required. So, you know, Microsoft said, yeah, we can enable System Center to have the viewability into other applications or other mobile device management software suites so long as the hooks are there. So the APIs have to be made available amidst said application to allow for that communication across. There is, however, for those who haven't implemented a solution yet, an advantage to Windows Intune in the fact that you'd have a single identity. The biggest challenge in having a separated solution is you'd have to have two individual profiles for the end user. One for the PCs over Active Directory, and another one on whatever solution you put forth. Do the end users have access to this? No. But it is IT's responsibility to know I have to go through each separate portal or separate console to make changes to any of the policies that are put forth. Let's say finance no longer has access to the database application. I would have to disable it in Active Directory and then disable it in the console, the proprietary console made available through whatever mobile device management software suite you've put forth. In selecting a management platform, you have to make sure that it's one that adheres to your organization and allows you that future growth. So you could push forward as more and more solutions become available. Traditionally, when smartphones came into play, the biggest application that was made available was email. So email was the number one application made available on smartphones. In today's day and world, the amount of access to data that we have devices now that will track your heartbeat and allow you to share that amidst your friends. Right? Comical, yes, but there is scenarios in terms of the medical community that would come into great advantage. And we mentioned this morning about Internet of Things and how now your smartphone or your tablet becomes the gateway for those Internet of Things to do possibly heart rate monitoring, to do, you know, distance that you've traveled, on and on and on, even down to spending and what you can and can't spend on. And what's interesting is when deploying said solution for this enablement, you can control what your end users can or cannot do depending on the solution that you've implemented. So if your organization is not a large organization, maybe System Center might be too much for you, but Intune as a standalone definitely would adhere to your requirements past the 40 policies made available through Exchange alone. So what I'm actually going to do, instead of going through the slides and show you the aspects, I'm actually going to bring up my implementation of System Center. So just bear with me for 1 second. As I log in. Pause this for 1 second, and so what I'm actually doing is I'm logging into my instance of Intune. There we go. So a little bit of background on this. Microsoft last year committed $2 million to the startup community in Canada. So specifically in BC at Launch Academy, in Toronto at Mars Academy, and in Montreal at the Notman House. And what that meant was we have $2 million of tablets and smartphones made available to startups to build their dreams. And the biggest challenge that we had was it's $2 million worth of inventory. How do we manage that all? How do we ensure that these individuals are doing, you know, what they're set out to do as opposed to maliciously trying to do other things? How do we share the great innovations and ingenuity amidst all the devices? So I put forth a proposal to say, hey, why don't we eat our own dog food and deploy Intune? And so all $2 million worth of inventory is controlled in this cloud instance. And not running System Center in conjunction with it. It's just a standalone Intune implementation into cloud. And the reason why I've done that is because in this scenario, I don't require a federated service because of the fact that the devices are managed in such a way that I can control what they can or cannot do, but there is no requirement for back-end access to any on-prem applications or databases, nor is there a requirement for SaaS. There is a requirement, however, for me to push out applications two devices when I want to share best practices amongst all the startups. So here is my dashboard in terms of what's going on. So I have an alert that's older than 48 hours. There's a maintenance that's happening. The best thing with a cloud solution is that all the maintenance and all the updates are done for you. So you're notified when there will possibly be downtime. So there's an instance here. This is actually old. So this was back in August. That this maintenance implementation is going to be happening in September, and I can read the status to say, okay, the solution will be down. Now, when this is down and they're doing a maintenance update to it, your end users are not down. All this is the gateway to push down policies to the device. No data from the device transposes through this gateway. Even if you've implemented System Center Configuration Manager, this is nothing more than a policy pushing, reporting back on devices deployed. So obviously, if they're doing an update during that time, you won't get a report. But unlike other solutions that require a NOC or a gateway, no data, pertinent data, flows through this implementation. So I'll go back And I have one computer that's not reporting. I have 16 computers that are offline, which makes sense because usually the computers are in a storage container until being used. I have new updates, so I have 4 new updates to approve. So let's go in here and see what updates I have. So here's the updates that I have in regards to, it's probably from Patch Tuesday, that I have to implement amidst my organization. So let's start with the first one. I can select all 4 if I've tested all 4, or I'm just gonna do the first one for x86-based devices, and I'm gonna approve this update. And what will happen, once it'll kick in, is it'll give me the groups that I can deploy this to. We are still in the day and age where, you know, the devices that are mobile and mobile OS devices, both tablets and phones, and PCs still have separate OSs. But it may come the day, possibly soon, that you would have this scenario where a modern type application would extend across a multitude of devices. And so having that ability to deploy to all devices might be key in that scenario. I may, you know, have tested the solution and found out that, hey, you know what, if I do this patch on said computers, it's going to affect the accounting group and the accounting software will break. So I also have the ability to drill down. So in my scenario, I just have startup devices. But I have the ability to drill down into specific groups that I've set forth to say, this group is authorized to get this update, and this other group is not until we get the patch for said accounting software. So it's not an all or nothing type deal. I can drill down right to the specific device itself. So let's say there's a device that's having an issue. I want to specifically drill down to that one device to allow for it to have access, or to disallow access because it will break an application on said device. So I'll go in here. I'm going to select all devices. I'll add it and click on next. So in this scenario here, I want to allow access, but as you can see, you can disallow access as well until you've tested said solution to allow for to ensure that it's not going to break an existing application. So I will make this a required install. And what's great too is you have the ability to set when this update's going to happen. So I can have it as soon as possible. I can have it within the next week. So within the next week, when I've set the parameter to say the threshold for your resources on your device is less than 20% processing time, do the update. These being startup devices, usually they're in a container or they're in a shelf somewhere. What I want is as soon as the devices boot up, they automatically update. So I'll do as soon as possible. And I'll click on finish. And now the policy is pushed out to say this update has to be done. This holds true to critical updates, security updates, definition updates, and even feature packs. So if I have line in business applications and service packs as well. And it provides reporting as to what computers received what and what computer has failed and why has it failed. So over a certain period of time, because I've selected, as soon as possible, if in 24 hours said computers haven't been updated yet, it'll notify me. And I know because these computers are sitting in a shelf or a repository somewhere, they're not going to gain access to that update until the first boot. And usually I start to question if it's been a week and not all the computers have been updated yet, what's going on? As mentioned, I also have the ability to manage groups. And so in this scenario here, we have Launch Academy devices, we have Loaner devices, we have Mars Notman. I can push out specifically to the group that I've set forth to ensure, yep, these devices are approved to get said update or they're not. In future, this implementation will allow for, as well as you've seen, mobile devices. So allowing a mobile device, so an example, Windows Phone device going from Windows Phone 8 to 8.1. I can allow or disallow amidst this implementation. So we've done the updates. So endpoint protection, automatically included with your Intune implementation is the security capability around scanning for malware and viruses. So as soon as the client is pushed down on the device, you automatically have this enablement of endpoint protection on the devices that automatically scans if an end user contracts a malware or virus through email, through a website, and what have you, and automatically notifies you. So it looks like I have a clean bill of health, so we'll continue. Alerts. So very similar to what we had on the main page on my dashboard in terms of what's going on amidst my infrastructure. You know, everything from setting up instances where if the hard drive is going to reach max capacity, if the processor is maxing out, I want to be notified to ensure that my end users get the best of world experience. Trying to be more proactive instead of reactive in terms of problems. If there's an upcoming hard drive failure. Now, if you have System Center implemented in amidst your organization, you already have this type of functionality, but not on a mobile device. So in an Intune scenario, you actually have that capability in a mobile device as well, which would then extend into System Center reporting for that one glance of your entire organization as opposed to just your desktop and notebook PCs. Also, the very beneficial remote assistance. So I have an individual that's having a problem, raises their hand or raises that instance that I can then connect into and ghost onto their machine and walk them through the scenario. So software packages, I have the ability to control, to allow or disallow applications on said devices. We talked about the Company Hub, and the Company Hub can be enabled through Intune, in that it'd be the availability of a repository of applications that an end user can or cannot install on their device, or can install on a device with my organization's certificate wrapper to ensure that that application is secured to the individual's ID to be utilized, and for reporting to happen if somebody tries to hack because the device has been circumvented with malware. You also have the ability to detect what software is being utilized on the devices that you have deployed. So I have a scenario where, hey, there's an Adobe Photoshop Express on one of the devices. Why? We don't have a company license for that. We're in trouble because of the fact that it's a personal license. And they're not allowed to use that for an organization. So I can go in and disable that, which will actually remove the application, even though the end user has installed it. The other aspect to this, aside from the Company Hub, is the ability to push applications. Again, regardless if they are packaged applications that I own the package to, or based on a store. So I would push said application. So this application is called Flink Theory. It's a game. And I wanted to share this amidst all the startup computers to share the nuances and creativity that this company has put forth. I'll push it out to all the devices, which will then show up on the device for those to interact with. Or push this out to a specific group. So there's a change in accounting software. Instead of me removing the existing accounting software manually and installing the new software on top, I can just push it out, disable the other application, and push out the new one remotely. Licenses and certificates, well, in this scenario here, because of the fact that I don't have any pertinent data, these are startup machines that are used by a multitude of people, I don't have any licenses deployed. But as you can see, I have the ability to deploy the certificates and licenses specific to my organization. So I have the specific licensing that may be covered under System Center, or I have the licensing specific to my deal through education for the availability for the amount of client licenses that I'm allowed to have within Intune. Policy. So the ability, obviously, to set up policies, which is indicative of any mobile device management solution. But what I want to highlight here is this is one centralized solution for all your devices, not just your mobile OS devices. So as you can see here, I have two policy sets put into play, one specifically adhering to mobile OS devices, regardless of your tablet or phone, and one that specifically addresses PCs from a centralized gateway with one profile required, not a multitude of profiles specific to device. In future, that too will start to merge as we dive deeper into ubiquitous computing, and into the fact that you have one device that does everything, or this device, which in essence is a well, this is a dual core, but a lot of the newer smartphones are quad core devices, tethered to a TV screen wirelessly through Miracast, connected to a rolled out Bluetooth keyboard, and you have your computer. We're almost in that age where, you know, even having the laptop might not be needed going forward. And the way that we access and digest and create content is changing so rapidly. So that too will merge. And will has merged on certain policies in terms of enablement of, you know, TPM chipset enablement, which Windows Phone and some Samsung devices do offer. Even the ability to push out exchange access. Now again, of course, I don't have exchange connected to this because it's just managing the devices. But, you know, one of the bigger challenges is for end users to go in and understand to log into their credentials on said device, regardless of iOS, Android, or Windows Phone. I can push out that profile right to the device itself. So as long as it's connected via the portal that I've enabled on that device, I then have access to push out the profile. And let's say I'm doing a migration from on-prem Exchange to Office 365. Can you imagine changing even 60 users? Doing it manually would be, you know, very arduous. Pushing that policy out once to change all the accesses in one shot, hugely beneficial for an organization. Reporting, again, great if you have System Center. Because if you have System Center, full view of your entire organization, reporting from VMs to native to off-prem to you name it. This scenario here, whatever is connected to Intune, so inventory, licenses, detected software, you name it, even, you know, what the individuals have been installing within the last 30 days, all made available to you at your fingertips. Is there anything somebody would want to see specifically in terms of a mobile device management offering that Intune may or may not cover? No? Okay. So as mentioned, the capability to do device inventory, what OSs are in play, how much hard drive space do they have, what applications are they running, are the applications licensed to your organization or are they personal licenses? Is that a licensing infringement in the fact that it's a personal license but they're using it for work and for business? You know, these are the things that we have to adhere to, and you know, I've seen it before where an individual will go out and buy a copy of a Photoshop type solution and it's only licensed to that individual but they're doing it on behalf of work, and that's a licensing issue. And I've seen the emails that come in to say, hey, you can't use this for work, this is a personal license. Right? These are the challenges that we have to monitor and we have to be on top of. Settings management, again, what they can and cannot access. If there is a workflow or repository that they can gain access to, if they're allowed to save information onto the cloud, if they are to save information on the cloud, what certificates need to be attached to said document or data before it gets sent out, should the device allow for it? Because in that scenario too, there are a lot of devices that don't have that functionality. And so you have to be mindful as to what they can or cannot do through settings management. This is the company hub if you haven't seen it already. This again is offered on Windows platform, of course, but also on Android and iOS through tablet and through phone. This is Microsoft's answer to the business store or to the store indicative of your organization. So there are applications that I will allow my end users to load on their own, you know, self-servicing instance. You know, maybe I don't use OneNote, I use a third party. And if IT is allowing me to use the third party, then that's fine. But OneNote is there if it's required. Or I might make it mandatory so you can only use OneNote, can't use any other software that's made available, because I want to make sure that all the information that's put into OneNote is secured specifically to my organization. Again, on a plethora of OSs, in a look and feel that is familiar across all OSs. So in my implementation of Windows Intune, again, I don't have a System Center implementation put forth because I don't need that capability because of the way that I'm managing said devices. So in essence, as you've seen, I logged into a web-based console, that gains access to Intune, that pushes down via client through a Windows PC and via client on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. Windows Phone actually has the client built in, so there is no requirement to load an additional client on said phone for Windows Phone, which is also made available for other mobile device management software suites. So AirWatch, Soti, you name it, all have that capability of connecting into the onboard client without the requirement of loading additional software. Where that comes into advantage is I can push down to the device that policy set without the end user even logging in and enabling that device because the client is embedded amidst the OS. And again, I'm not going to go, you know, deep into what Intune can or cannot do. It is very robust in terms of its enablement. You saw the dashboard, the real example of the dashboard. If there's something specific that you'd want to see an operand of enabled via that dashboard, I can definitely show you. I'm going to be here in the Partners Pavilion all day, and I can walk through a scenario with you if you have a special implementation of what you would want to deploy amidst your organization. That too, as I said, has the ability to enable Company Hub to allow or disallow applications for use amidst the organization as well. So in the scenario of registering the device, users bring their own device in, and in an SSO configuration through single sign-on, it would federate across to Active Directory if you need it. So in the implementation that I showed you, I didn't have that requirement. The profiles were set in the cloud. There is no Active Directory federation because of the fact that I don't have a requirement for them to access back-end data or SaaS applications. But in your implementation, you may have that requirement. And so that would require a proxy or Azure Active Directory to federate or sync said authentication through Active Directory federated services to allow for access to said SaaS app, which we all govern through Windows Intune and be rolled out through Windows Intune. So that pathway is automatically set up for that end user so long as it's allowed for through federation. So I don't have to build the pathways. It knows that if I want to deploy said application or allow said access to data, that company portal would be deployed to allow for said app to be viewed or the ability to push set up right from Intune itself to the device. And then from System Center Configuration Manager, I have that unified view of actual or virtualized instances of said application or said data being accessed throughout the organization. Another great offering or solution made available, VPN profile management. Key in terms of, you know, some scenarios where VPN is required, direct access might not be enough. You want to have the ability to secure using a plethora of existing solutions, Cisco, Juniper, Checkpoint, Microsoft, Dell, you name it, for the enablement of VPN to said devices. This VPN enablement can be application-based in that the application itself would initialize the VPN connection to gain access to said data, or through client made available on the device to allow for access to back-end services. Wi-Fi and certificate profile enablement as well is also available. Very important. We're seeing a great increase in end users using their devices at Starbucks or at other coffee shops that have public Wi-Fi. And in doing so, they've now opened themselves up for, let's say, a MAC address sniff, for somebody to try to gain access to said device. We're seeing a plethora of leaks of data or of pictures as of late that stem from things like this, malware or hacks or attacks in this course. So the ability to lock out, hey, if this is not a safe Wi-Fi hotspot that I've designated, you can't connect to it. Or on the flip side, to automatically enable a device when it comes in contact of a safe or an approved Wi-Fi hotspot to automatically have connectivity. Oops. Also, the ability to manage and distribute certificates. I get asked this all the time, you know, do I have to have a certificate per individual or per app, not necessarily required, but again, it depends on your standards of security within your organization and the ability to push that out to the device, whether in midst of an application or through identity itself, to wrap the entire device in a fully controlled manner. We talked about this, the ability to manage Exchange ActiveSync accounts, whether it be on-prem or in cloud, and for the availability for not just Windows devices, but also iOS and Android for that deployment, making it easier for end users to get up and running when they join your organization. We talked about the work folder implementation. So once enabled on Windows Server 2012 R2, you can assign the ability for devices, again, Android, iOS, Windows, to have access to a specific folder assigned to them that would be on-prem, and disable access for the ability to connect to a cloud storage if it's not allowed within your organization. Also, for those who have Configuration Manager, as mentioned before, seamless access in terms of reporting and capabilities of said data through a centralized portal for your entire organization, not just for native implementations, but also through a virtualized sense. So this enablement, just going to run through all the applications. This enablement, again, provides choice. Do you want to have a native implementation on a device? Do you want them to connect through a remote gateway to have access to said data? Do you want to have a virtualized instance of said application because the device itself doesn't meet the security requirements, but you would allow for a virtualized instance because there's no data at rest? All made offering through choice, through Intune or through System Center or a conjunction of the both, made available to your end users to gain access to SaaS applications, to gain access to VDI for a virtualized instance, or to gain access, you know, via direct access or automatic VPN connections to your back-end on-prem data solutions. There are even scenarios where you would have a SaaS application securely being enabled on a device to gain access to an on-prem database and submit said information back. This is key in terms of there's not a one-size-fits-all solution, but that enablement of choice made available in terms of this platform to your organizations allows for you to specifically adhere to your security requirements. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It is a fully customizable solution specific to your organization's needs in regards to security and data access enablement. Here are the coinciding blog posts and Microsoft Virtual Academy offerings that are made available specifically to device management. I definitely implore you to check out Can IT Pro. We have a lot of, you know, these two specifically are information-based articles in regards to further depth on System Center. We have, unfortunately, 5 minutes left. So this is a great starter point in terms of this type of implementation, as well as there's the user and device management module that's available on Microsoft's Virtual Academy enablement. And then lastly, too, there's the camps that we run, so the Business Mobility Camp, I think it's coming up on December 12th, that you have access to do hands-on labs for these type of scenarios to bring the ideas back to your organization. And this is my contact information. Again, if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. I do my best to ensure that we get the information to you, as well as my colleague, Pierre Romain, writing the articles to answer the questions that you have. Anybody have any questions? Okay, with that being said, thank you very much for your time, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Cheers.